Are you ready?
And now,
brace yourselves. Here they are.
More Radio GoDaddy.
And by Radio GoDaddy, I mean the show, the podcast, the stream, the download. If you can't figure out a way at RadioGoDaddy.com to hear this show, we're going to take you to English as a Second Language classes, I think. Bob?
There you go. It doesn't matter what you're doing, how you are, where you... you could be what? Painting your toenails. You could be shaving
you don't
your
do
head.
That, do you? You don't do that, do you?
No, you have someone, not lately.
You have people who do that for you.
We're not going there.
We don't do all that, right. David. Naima does that, though.
I'm not talking about personal hygiene on this show of anyone.
Ever?
No. We're not going there.
We're not going there, Naima?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Just say no.
All right. Just say no.
All right.
Okay. Now, our next guest is a pretty special guest for us, David. In just over a month, MySpace the movie's been viewed online more than 6 million times.
Isn't that amazing?
Just over a month. The 11-minute film is a series of comedy shorts portraying the adventures and misadventures of young people who frequent the popular social networking website.
Did you say 6 million times?
6 million times. So
yeah,
this guy's kind of like the 6 million man.
Had you heard of this, David?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So the filmmaker's 21-year-old David Lear, whose career has quickly taken off thanks to the power and reach of the net. David joins us by phone from his home in Washington, Michigan. And here's David's bio. He's been acting and modeling since age 7. He's a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
Nice.
I know you like that, David.
I do.
Has been making movies since 15 without any formal training. He does his own directing, lighting, sound, and editing. So far, he's directed more than 50 films. His website, David Lear, and Lear is LEHRE.com, is now getting more than 2 million hits a day. David, first of all, you got to sell me some advertising. And second, tell us about the inspiration behind MySpace the movie.
Well, they got a huge market there. They got 60 million registered users. And I've been making movies for a while, and I was just thinking, man, how can I get more exposure for all my films? And I thought, what a great way but to make a MySpace the movie, because every one of those 60 million users would want to pass around that movie and check it out and, you know, show their friends and get all my other work seen as well.
That's great.
All right. Okay, so, great. The movie's made up of 5 different segments. Let's talk about a couple of them. One of them is the blind date. A guy meets a girl online, sets up a blind date, but from her picture, she's got, the angles. Here's a little clip.
You just got the angles.
The what?
She's got the angles. The MySpace angles. All the ugly chicks on MySpace have them.
Okay, what are the angles, David?
Well, the angles is if you go to a girl's profile, or a guy for that matter, and you see that they might look attractive on the website, but they really just have the angles down. So they could be overweight, they could have something wrong with their leg, but in the photo they're just showing part of their face or just part of their body, and you can't really tell what they look like too well until you see them in real life, and they could very well be a Yeti.
They're leaning into the camera.
Wait a second, they could be a what?
Yeti.
A Yeti, a beast.
Sasquatch, a beast.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Hey, David, even Yetis need love too, don't they?
That's true. That's
they do. They do. Ah.
What a compassionate 90s
typical,
type of guy.
The typical photo on MySpace is like almost a fishbowl look from above the head, looking in, hi, I'm so cute. And then when you see him in real life, it's like, oh my
God,
what the hell is that? So, yeah, the angles. They got the angles.
All right. Okay. Now, you got to be kind. We have to introduce kindness into this show. You guys are brutal.
Civility.
Okay. Now. Okay. Then there's the password. That's a showdown between a guy and his girlfriend. And I see there's a lot of girl and guy stuff here. Who demands his password to see what photos he's hiding? And here's a little clip here.
I don't understand where this relationship is going. I mean, if you don't trust me, I don't. What do we have, Joe? What do we have? Just give me your password.
Fine. Biscuits. It's biscuits, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know anything about what's going on, but I knew that was a mistake. So the guy's using MySpace to keep a girl on the side, okay? Tell us about it, David.
Well, I mean, the password, that comes from a lot of my personal friends that have girlfriends, and they just go crazy over their passwords and their MySpace profiles, and they want to know what their boyfriends or girlfriends are up to. And they really do get, like, in fights over this kind of thing. Like, they want to know what they're doing on MySpace, and sometimes they find things they don't exactly want to see.
Yeah. Oh, imagine that. Okay. All right, now, so who are your actors, and how do they keep a straight face? I know I'm having trouble keeping a straight face.
Well, they're all my best friends, actually. I've been working with the same cast and crew since 10th grade, and they're all, like, my best friends in real life. We all hang out, and they're all great people, and we work really well together, and they kind of have a great comedic sense, and they're great on camera, and they take direction well, and it's just a great big family, and we have a great time making movies, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, is that where you get a lot of your storylines from, since you guys have been together all the time, you know, what these guys are you know, kind of knocking each other's teeth out over?
Yeah. I mean, we'll get together, we'll have writing sessions, we'll go out and we'll party, and then we'll see something, and we'll be like, hey, you know, we should make a movie about that. And we just get together and we joke around and we just like to have fun, and we also just make movies about things that we think are interesting and funny at that particular time.
Okay. Now, where do you get the money for the equipment and for the production costs?
Well, I mean, I do acting and modeling work over here in Michigan, and I've been really lucky to get a couple jobs, and all the money I get from my jobs I put toward my production company and getting bigger and better equipment and kind of just upgrading my studio to a professional, high-quality level.
So for you, I mean, right now and up to now, this has been a labor of love more than anything. I mean, you're doing this because you love it.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, now, you know, my dad, and I've said this on the air many times, my dad always said to me, he said, when you do something, when you love something, it tells you all its secrets. Do you believe
that?
Do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, because you're willing to work harder at it. You're willing to spend more time at it. So you learn things that people that, you know, are involved in it that they just wouldn't know.
That's
what separates a Steven Spielberg from, the guy that shot the, just takes the video cam out and just, you know.
Off he goes.
Shoots the film, yeah, or somebody, sure. You know, from David, you know, like David Lear.
Absolutely.
You know, like this guy, you know, we're going to be reading about Dave. We're going to see him one day. You know, he's going to be getting Oscars and Emmys. You know, I mean, he's going to be doing that.
Thank hey, what do you, what camera do you shoot on, David?
I'm shooting a Canon XL2 currently.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You going to do HD soon?
Yeah. Actually, I'm making the switch to HD in the next project I start working on. I'm working
That's
on
great.
A few different proposals and deals from networks and production companies.
Wow.
And I'm really excited about some things coming up in the future, and it's just taken everything I'm doing now, but just to the next level, and I'm really, really excited about it.
Very cool.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick little one-minute break here, and then we'll be right back with you, David.
All right. You stay right where you are. This is Radio GoDaddy. Back in a moment.
Yes, there are some pretty grim prospects ahead of us. A hell of an enemy attack can come smashing out of the sky at any time. And every last one of us will have to be ready to face what happens then.
And now, more Radio GoDaddy. 29 minutes past the hour. You know, Bob, this is so L.A., but it's being spread everywhere because the equipment is getting cheaper to do. You have the web to spread the stuff around on. You don't have to live in Los Angeles or New York to do this kind of content on your own with your friends. And David's a great example. It's the same thing that goes on here now goes on in Washington, Michigan.
It is same, so L.A., huh?
It is. It
that
is.
Sounded I mean, a little pompous, Dave.
No. What I'm saying is you get a group of friends together and you create your own content. You know, if you can't get into the studios, if you can't get a job as a director or as an actor, then you get your
like
friends
you.
Together.
I'm sorry.
I've actually been able to get a few jobs. But I help people like this. In fact, a guy from Michigan is here, and he always hires his friends all the time because he knows he can direct them. He knows I've got, the white fat guy, David. I've got the thin, svelte woman, Melanie. I've got, you know, he's got all these types, and he can put them where he needs them, which is really cool. And I imagine that's the same with you, right, David?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what I do. I have a lot of great friends, and all of them just work together, and it's an awesome way to make movies.
Now, David, as you've been making more and more movies, now you've done more than 50 films. Do you find that you're getting more volunteers from, you know, say, budding actors and actresses?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, after after the last couple movies I made, my email and phone started ringing a lot more, and now I had people as far as like Hawaii and Indonesia wanting to come and work for me and stuff, and it's just been really overwhelming. It's great to have that kind of support, but it's just like, wow, you know, I'm just having fun with my friends, and now everyone is really, really enjoying what we do, and it's great.
That is awesome.
Now, you know, one thing that I hear from people, now you said from, you hear people, you know, as far from Indonesia and Thailand and stuff like that. I hear from people that far away too, and what they all tell me is what a knucklehead I am.
And, oh, that's not true.
Well, actually, it is true. All you got to do is look at my blog. I mean, you know, you won't see, and it happens, you know, with every Super Bowl for sure. With the ad that we run, you know, and the deal with marketing is you know, the problem with marketing is everybody thinks they can do it.
Right.
And I'm sure that's the same thing with making films. Everybody thinks they can do it. So, David, you know, you got to get a lot of criticism.
Yeah. I mean, actually, it's been great so far. I mean, everyone really enjoys what we do because, really, we're not making, like, Citizen Kane over here. We're making, like, just fun movies with my friends. And it's great. People that enjoy watching them, they're comedy movies. They're lighthearted. I mean, they're fun to make, and I think they're fun to watch, too. So it's not as much criticism as, say, like, experimental filmmaker would make or some other kind of filmmaker, and it's just been a great support group all around.
Okay. Well, anyhow, I have, you know, one thing, I'm going to make an announcement here, David.
Uh-oh.
The president of ABC Sports made a promise to me.
Uh-oh. Okay.
During the Super Bowl, he made a promise
button,
to me,
please?
That he hasn't kept. He hasn't kept. All right, and if he doesn't keep it this week, I'm going to tell a secret, David.
Okay.
Next week. I'm going to tell it on next week's show.
Boy, really? You are just setting up all these cliffhangers.
That's right.
For next week.
So
secrets,
I'm
going to
do that, David.
Big announcements.
Sort of Damocles hanging over ABC.
He made a promise to me, and he hasn't kept it. And you know what he promised me? He promised me an NFL game ball.
You just gave away the secret.
No, that's not the secret. That's not the secret.
That's right.
That was the bribe to keep the secret.
There you go.
Bribe. Wow. It's not a bribe.
Yes, it was.
It was not a bribe.
It's a mutual
no,
gift.
No, it was a bribe or I'm squealing, Naima.
All right, fine.
We'll talk over the break. But David Lear, you have to stay for a second because we still have some good questions for you.
Sure thing.
All right, cool. This is Radio GoDaddy, everybody, and we are going to find out in just a moment how many clicks it takes to ruin the internet, and then we'll be right back with more Radio GoDaddy.
I'm sure you'll
tell
us, David. What? Yeah. I'm sure you'll tell us.
They're cool, they're real.
Can't get no better.
Remember, once the volume control is set, do not readjust.
And now, more Radio GoDaddy.
26 minutes before the hour. My name is David Lawrence. This is Radio GoDaddy. Bob Parsons, Naima Jones, and guests all over the place. If you want details on how to get Radio GoDaddy delivered directly to your iPod, your computer, via podcast, via RSS, go to RadioGoDaddy.com. Bob?
All right. David, sorry for getting off the beaten path there.
I didn't hear what Naima said. I actually had potted you guys down so I could go into the break, and I didn't hear what she said, but it sounded vaguely insulting, and I want to hear it. So,
all right. Go ahead, Naima. Out with
what
it.
What was it?
I didn't say anything.
There you go. You're going to have to listen to the show, David.
Fine.
All right. Now, David, we're going to have to kind of wind up the segment here. But is there anything you would like our listeners to know about your site and what you're doing?
I guess if you enjoy comedy movies and watching fun things online, you can check out my site. That's all I can really say. I mean, I'm working on some fun things right now, and hopefully in the future I continue making fun and creative, high-quality movies for everyone to enjoy.
What is the site?
My site's davidlear.com, and that's just my name.com, and Lear is spelled L-E-H-R-E.
Right. Yeah, and and the thing to remember, for everybody to remember, his stuff is good. He's getting 2 million visitors a day. Now, David, let me ask you some crass business questions. Are you selling any advertising?
No, actually, I'm not.
Are you thinking about it?
Not really. I like to keep my site pretty clean, and I don't really need the money. And
I got a question.
Like,
are you independently wealthy?
No, I'm just...
You're not?
I'm
okay.
Just,
all right.
We have to have a talk, David. We have to talk, David.
You and I need to sit down, and I need to have a birds and a bees talk with you.
It's a capitalist society, David. There's money to be made here.
That's right, David.
All right, okay, David. Anyhow, it's fantastic having you on the show. I know I'm going to be seeing you on the, good Lord willing, and I'm on this planet long enough, you know, I'm going to see you getting an Oscar one of these days.
Thank you so much.
You keep up the good work, and, you know, you're one of these guys that are in it for the love, and it's just a true joy to be in touch with you. So you keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. It was great talking to you guys.
All right.
Night,
bye now.
David.
All right. Bye-bye. All right.